Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.
Well, hi, Fred. Didn't hear you land. Everything all right? Fred? Fred, what are you doing?
I'm going to pour myself a drink.
Fred, what happened? Oh, Lord, you crashed the plane.
I didn't crash the plane.
Well, then what is it? I've never seen you so anxious for a drink.
I've never been so anxious for a drink.
Fred, what is it? What's happened?
Margie, I've just had the scare of my life.
Oh, dear Lord, that airplane.
It has nothing to do with the airplane. The airplane's fine. I'm fine. No, I'm not. I mean, I don't know.
Well, sit down before you fall down.
I will.
Well, what is it?
Honey, I've just seen something. I've just seen something that's impossible. It couldn't exist, but I saw it.
Where?
Coming back from dusting some fields over by Moses. I was heading straight west, maybe 10 miles other side of Highway 87. When all of a sudden, there's this thing just north of me in the air.
What kind of thing?
I don't know.
An airplane?
If it was an airplane, it was nothing like anything I ever saw fly. It was huge and round, like one of your pie tins with a sort of dome on top. And it kept changing colors. And first it would fly alongside me, and then it would suddenly drop down like it was going to land, and then it would climb up out of sight. I tell you, look at my hands. I could hardly fly the plane.
Fred, I want you to go in and lie down. You've been out all day in the sun and breathing in all that chemical dust.
That has nothing to do with it. You don't believe me. My own wife.
Well, I do believe you. I believe you saw something.
Margie, don't you understand? This thing I'm talking about... Look, I've been flying since I was 14. I put in 4 years in the Air Force. I'm a crop duster by trade. I think I know a little something about things that fly through the air. And this, whatchamacallit, was no airplane.
Suppose you were Fred Appleton, and this had happened to you one fine day in 1947. What would you do? Well, what Fred Appleton did is the substance of our story, a story of frustration and suspense. We'll be right back as Crisis presents The Man Who Came Too Close. And now, Act One of The Man Who Came Too Close.
Hi, Fred.
Slim, can I use your phone?
I guess so.
Thanks.
Don't suppose you want any gas?
Well, I don't think so this time, Slim. Oh, no. There's someone on the party line.
Yeah, usually is.
I've got to get through to the sheriff.
Oh? You got trouble?
I don't know what I've got. Hello? Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've got a sort of emergency here. Listen, I'd appreciate it if you'd wind it up in a hurry. I've got to call the county seat.
Sure can be aggravating.
Look, you can go ahead and check the oil. I'll probably have to drive on down to Clayton tonight and make out a report.
Didn't crack up your airplane now, did you?
No, nothing like that. Well, the line's clear. The line's dead.
Yeah, the other party's probably listening in.
What? Now listen here. This happens to be an emergency. You can have your party line all the rest of the afternoon for all of me, but would you please just get off the line so I can call the sheriff? I never heard of anything so selfish. Could be a matter of life and death. They wouldn't care. Hello?
You're down about a quart.
Forget it, Slim. Just forget the whole thing. I'm going to have to drive the 50 miles into Clayton.
Do something for you?
Yeah. I want to see the sheriff.
Afraid he's out of town. My name is Lester Peach. I'm a deputy, if I can help you.
When will the sheriff be back?
He's gone to Santa Fe. He won't be back till Thursday.
Oh, that's great.
Why don't you tell me what you need the sheriff for? Maybe I can help.
Well, all right. I've driven all the way down.
Sit yourself down here.
Oh, thanks.
Now, what's your trouble?
Well, I'm a crop duster up by Grandy.
Oh, yeah? I've got a sister who lives up there between Grandy and Grenville.
Well, you see, what I wanted to report was, this afternoon I was coming back from spraying some weed around Moses about 4 o'clock When all of a sudden I saw something flying right along beside me that just kind of...
Oh, come on in, Rivera. It's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were...
That's all right. Come on in. Go ahead with your story. Say, why don't you just give me your name?
You want the door open or closed?
Just close it, Rivera. That's fine.
My name's Fred Appleton.
Fred Appleton. You live in Grandy?
Just north of it. Box 16.
Box 16. Okie dokes. Now, you saw this other guy flying alongside beside
you. No. It wasn't another airplane. That's why I'm here. I don't know what it was. It was round and flat and sort of like a pie tin with a dome sticking up in the middle.
Yeah, go on.
And the way it moved, it would dip and zoom down as if it were going to crash. And then it would pull up and climb like a jet plane, even faster.
Now, of course, you know we're sitting right smack in the middle of a lot of Air Force fields and things. You know we're only 10 miles away from the Texas line.
Mr. Peach, I was a pilot in the Army Air Corps, which later became the U.S. Air Force. I've been flying ever since I was a boy, and I think I know what I did see and what I didn't see.
Well, I expect that's right. So, what was it you did see, Mr. Appleton?
I don't know. Don't you see? That's why I think it's important to report it to somebody.
Well, what did this object do besides zoom around?
Well, it finally zoomed down, and that's another thing. I almost forgot. The thing could stop dead in midair. Just stop like that. Bang. Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And when it stopped, I don't mind telling you, I was just plain scared. I haven't been as scared in combat as I was today. It stopped, and it began to wobble.
Wobble?
Well, like this. Back and forth. And it settled down toward the ground.
Whereabouts?
Well, that was just due west of Moses, about 20 miles.
Well, there ain't nothing out there.
I know. I fly over it all the time. But when it started down toward the ground, I thought about circling over it. But, well, to be honest with you, I just thought I'd better leave well enough alone. I was shaking like a leaf. So I just flew on home.
And it was well that you did not follow, Senor.
How's that?
This here is Joe Rivera. Cleans up around here every night.
Buenas noches, senor. I could not help but listen. You were very wise not to follow this thing.
All right, Rivera, that's fine. Now, why don't you just clean up the jail? We'll be out of here in just a couple of minutes.
Now, wait a minute. Mr. Rivera.
Yes, sir.
Why do you say I was wise not to follow it?
Because man is not meant to get too close.
You mean you know what this thing is that I saw?
Oh, pay no attention to Rivera, Mr. Appleton. See, he's what you call on probation. He's a drunk.
Oh? Well, he doesn't look too drunk now.
I am not drunk anymore, Senor Deputy. Not for 3 months.
Well, anyway, go on with your story, Mr. Appleton.
Well, that's about all there is to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was some kind of secret Air Force project... Well, then I could...
Just exactly what I was going to say. Now, you know, they tell me these jet jockeys even got a rocket plane now that'll fly faster than the speed of sound. That's right, faster than the speed of sound. So no telling what else they've come up with.
But, Mr. Peach, you don't understand. You'd have to almost be a pilot to realize that this thing I saw just couldn't be. But it is.
Mm.
Look, I'm a simple guy trying to hack out a living with a 20-year-old biplane. And I don't leave my home and my wife and a warm dinner to come driving 50 miles to get the horse laugh. I'm telling you, there was something strange and alien in the sky this afternoon. And if you don't believe it, then maybe the Air Force will.
Now, that's a fine idea, Mr. Appleton. Why don't you just report all this to the Air Force?
And don't think I won't. Well... You go and lose your temper, and nobody believes you. It'd be a lot simpler if I'd never even seen the blasted thing. Only I did see it. And that Mexican believed me. He knew what I was talking about.
Ah. You have come back.
Yes, I have. Mr. Rivera, I've got to talk to you.
Up an old Mexican jailbird. You don't
he's
even
know.
He's
not a jailbird. He's on probation, and it's just for a few days. How much can he eat?
But why? Why?
Because he's the only person who believes me.
I believe you.
But you didn't at first. No. No, I came home and tried to tell you what I'd seen, and you called it sunstroke.
Well, you'd have to admit that it sounded...
It sounded crazy. Yeah, I know. Say, Joe, how you doing on that ham and eggs? Get enough to eat?
I cannot eat so much.
Well, I want you to eat hearty, because we've got a big day planned.
Senor Fred, I am most grateful to you and the senora for your kindness, but I cannot repay you.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can?
Yes, sir. How would you like to go for a ride in my airplane? Ever been up in one?
Oh, no, senor, never.
Well, there's nothing like it.
What are your plans, Fred?
Well, Joe and I are going to take the plane, head east a few miles.
Toward Moses?
Yeah, kind of in that direction.
You have a job over there again today?
Not a job exactly, Margie, but it is something I have to do. Ready, Joe?
I do not like being here, senor.
Well, I'll let you in a little secret, Joe. Neither do I.
Then... why do you do it?
Because somewhere out there on all that desert is where I last saw that ship yesterday. Only I'd almost convinced myself I was seeing things. Until you came along. Come on, Joel, let's get out and do some walking.
How much farther?
Not far. I landed as close to the spot as I could. Now listen, Joe. I want you to tell me everything you know about this thing I saw.
All right.
Well, all right. What's it called?
I do not know that.
Well, then where did it come from?
I'm sorry. I do not know that.
Now listen, Joe. Back at the sheriff's office in Clayton, you talk like you knew all about it.
Senor, can we rest a minute? All I said was... man should not get too close.
All right. Close to what?
To the sun gods.
To the sun gods? That what you think I saw, a sun god?
They have been seen before by my people for centuries.
Oh, well, you're way off target on this thing, Joe. What I'm talking about is a metallic thing, you savvy? Big, 50 feet in diameter, flying through the air. Man-made.
No, no, senor. My people have seen for centuries...
Listen, I have flown a dozen kinds of airplanes and seen 100 others. And I know a little something about machinery that flies through the air. And I don't know what this thing was, but I'll tell you what it wasn't. And that's a sun god. Now, come on. We're wasting time.
Farther, senor.
Can't be much farther.
What? What do you hope to find?
I don't know, Joe. Marks on the desert? Anything as big as that thing yesterday would have left deep marks where it sat down. I could kick myself for not circling back and having a better look when I saw it going down.
Senor Fred, look! Dios del Sol.
Holy jumping catfish. That's it! You see that, Joe? You see that? Joe, what are you doing kneeling? Get up!
Perdone me, oh Dio mio, pareste
satin. Oh, you crazy fool, that's not a god. That's a machine. Come on, get on your feet. We're going to go right down there and find out what this is all about.
No, senor. Por favor, please, do not go any closer. Sacrilegio.
Sacrilege my foot. Come on!
No, I will not come
closer. Come on, Joe!
I will not come closer.
All right, you stay there, you superstitious old drunk. Whoever built that was some genius. Look at it. Sitting there like a great big top. Yeah, like a kid's top. Only enormous. Well, this is about 50 feet away. No sign of life. Whoever flew it here must have got out okay. Doesn't seem to be damaged. Think I'll walk around the whole thing. How the devil do they fly this thing? And where's the hatch to get into it? And windows. There aren't any windows. Anywhere. Oh, good Lord, this looks like a spaceship. That's impossible, isn't it? But how does it fly? No propellers, no jets. This thing couldn't have been built on this planet. There aren't any seams in the hull. No rivets. It's all in one piece. I wonder what it's made of. Hey, what's that? Oh, my God, there's a door open. Hatchway. Someone's on board. Hello. Hello? I just came by to... say, I'm the guy in the yellow biplane yesterday. You remember? There's a ramp right in front of me. Like a welcome mat. You want me to come aboard? No, it might be crazy to walk into something he doesn't know anything about. How else am I ever going to know? How else am I ever going to be anything but a dumb crop duster? You want me to come on inside? Is it okay? Well, all right. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, don't close that hatch on me. Hey, listen, wait a minute. Hey, let me out of here. Hey, let me out of here. Do you hear me? Open the door. Now, wait. Now, wait a minute. No!
Did you find Fred?
Oh, well, we found his plane.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't hurt a bit. He landed her perfect.
And we found the Mexican, too.
Then, well, why didn't you find Fred? The old man was with him. What did he tell you?
Oh, Rivera isn't much help, Mrs. Appleton.
No, see, he gets pretty wild at times. Full of a lot of crazy talk.
But I don't understand.
Lester and me will get a ground search team together tonight after we get some food, and we'll head on back first thing after dawn in the morning.
We'll find your husband, ma'am. Don't you worry.
No, senora. They will not find him.
Rivera, thought I told you to stay in the Jeep.
I was there. I saw him.
Yeah, we know. You told us. Now go back and sit down.
Mr. Rivera.
He just talks crazy now, Miss Appleton. I wouldn't pay no attention to him. Go on, Rivera.
Mr. Rivera, do you know what happened to my husband?
Oh, si, senor. I saw it all. He came too close. I told him not to do it, but he came too close. And the sun god, it took him.
That's about enough of that, Rivera.
It took him where?
To the sky. It took him back to the sky.
Rivera, you shut up muy pronto, you hear me? Get in that Jeep now.
He came too close. He came too close.
You see, Mrs. Appleton, he's just an old wino with a bunch of them native superstitions. Ain't that right, Sheriff?
The Man Who Came Too Close. We'll be back in a moment with a scene from next week's crisis and a word about tonight's players. Tonight, Crisis has presented The Man Who Came Too Close. Featured in our cast were Terry McManus, Tony Karloff, Douglas Young, Norm Bobrow, and Pat French. Sound created by Jeff Thompson, engineering by Carney Barton. Crisis is produced at Audio Recording Incorporated. This is your writer-producer, Jim French, inviting you back next Thursday night when again we bring you Crisis.